to be under here. No. Oh, where are they? Tommy, sweetheart, how did you get those? Oh. Anyway, Pop, Stu's glued to his workbench downstairs, so I was hoping you wouldn't mind watching Tommy.
Actually, I was planning on training for the decathlon this morning.
Thanks, Pop. You're a prince. Have fun with Grandpa Tommy.
Sure, sure. Go on. Take an old man for granted. When I was her age, we didn't have half-price sales. Had to walk 15 miles to the store and pay full price when we got there. Good idea, Scout. Take a nap and keep us both out of trouble.
And now, Fish Time. The All Fishing Network presents Swimming Downstream, the touching story of a young salmon who dared to be different.
Right?
Yeah, right. Number 66. Say, it don't look like no millionaire's mansion.
Well, looks can be deceiving. Millionaires are weird.
Hey, what is this, a setup? Where's the parents?
Who cares? Just grab them!
Quick, the ransom note!
Dear Ronald Thump, if you ever want to see your precious little baby Thump again, bring a million smackers in unmarked bills to 22 Elm Street. P.S. We mean it, and we're very big criminals. Just ask around. Love, Bob and Mike.
Third time they've shown that salmon story this week. Newspaper gets hairier every day. Too many conflammed ads, if you ask me. Need my reading glasses. Drat. Can't tackle a newspaper this heavy without a little Java.
Trying everything I know. He ain't biting.
Well, try singing him a lullaby.
Jeez, I gotta do everything around here. Okay, here goes. Hush, little baby, don't say a word. Papa's gonna buy you a mockingbird.
Maybe he needs something more visible.
Okay, kid. Put all your diapers in this bag. And don't try anything funny.
You're scaring him, genius. Take that thing off.
Okay. I got another idea. Give me a banana.
What for?
According to this baby book I lifted during last week's newsstand eyes, kids love bananas. Now give me one. Open up the hangar, kid, so the plane can fly right in. Hey, what about this ball here on the floor? How about that? I did it. You know, I bet I'd make a pretty good fodder.
This kid weighs a ton, in case you're interested.
Oh, stop your belly aching. It's only two more floors. Home sweet home. Oh, no. What now?
Here you go, Tiger. Try one of these.
I don't get it. The book says it always works.
Books don't know nothing, and neither do you. The kid wants milk. It don't take no rocket scientist to figure that out. And as luck would have it, I think we got some.
Yeah, but what we don't got is a baby bottle.
Hey, I could rig up one out of the ketchup bottle. I'm real handy with stuff like that.
This I gotta see.
So what do you think? He had his partner waiting outside in the getaway stroller?
Okay, you're so smart, wise guy. You tell me where he went.
Oh, no! The rubies!
Bad baby!
What are we gonna do now? Oh, no. I ain't putting my hands in there.
Well, I ain't doing it. I did it last time.
Look, I got a little cut here on my finger. I ain't going in there.
That's fine. You can put a cut in that door.
Oh, no, you can't. No, you put your hand in there.
Hey, my hands are my life.
No, my hands are more than my life. They're my death if I put them in there. I ain't putting them in there.
I'll hold your elbow.
We need a plumber.
The cash!
The poor tyke's traumatized.
Forget the kid. How do we get the money?
I know. Turn it on in reverse. Smackers is about to go out the window.
Quick, grab him! This little monster is ruining our beautiful friendship. Look at him, sitting here plotting his next move.
You're right, Mikey. There must be an easier way to make a million smackers.
Amen to that.
I was just resting my eyes.
Boy, wait till you see my new Susie Doozy laser oven, Pop. How's Tommy?
Sleeping, I expect. Hasn't made a peep all afternoon.
Good, good. What's this?
Came with a newspaper. Must be the bill.
Dear Ronald Thump.
Please, take him back. Please. We learned our lesson, and we're very sorry, Mr. Thump.
Who were those guys?
I hate when this happens.
Boy, are you guys in trouble. Running a red light, destroying public property.
pool boy.
What's that?
Harry, you're not gonna believe this.
Hello, Tommy. And how's Mommy's little sweetheart? Did you have a nice time while I was gone? I brought something just for you, Tommy. He probably needs a little stimulation after such a quiet day. Here, Tommy. That's right. Nummy Nums. Oh, come on, Tommy. I know you're hungry. Really, honey, you've got to eat something. Look, Mommy likes it.
Ah, the great outdoors. Working in the yard really makes you feel, you know, in tune with nature.
Nature? You call that mud hole nature?
Well, I'm not finished yet, Pop. I still got to put the trees in.
Trees? You call those twigs trees? Why, when we lived up in moose country, we didn't bother with anything smaller than a mighty redwood.
Moose country? I don't remember any moose back home, Pop.
Now, Stu, don't forget, we've got Phil, Lil, and Chucky coming soon.
Oh, yeah, we got to get going. I got to get some more mulch.
It's such a nice day. Why not set up the playpen outside? Grandpa can keep an eye on them there.
Fine by me. Somebody's got to teach these youngsters the difference between a forest and a philodendron. And there we were, just me and your great-granddaddy hunkered down in the shadow of an enormous bull moose, just a hair bigger than this house. Well, maybe he wasn't as big as the house, but he was certainly bigger than the garage. Anywho, the whole Pickles clan had moose for breakfast, lunch, and dinner the remainder of the Great Depression. Now that was real food, not like that green mush you'd been eating. And just what did that moose look like, you say? Well, I just happen to have his picture right here in my wallet. Here he is, 15 tons of bull moose. Sometimes I can still taste that fella. Yeah.
He's asleep. Now's our chance to go out there and find a moose like Grandpa was talking about.
Yeah! There's no moose around here, Tommy.
How do we know for sure if we don't go out and look for one?
Yeah!
We can't go look for one. This is the same kind of playpen I've got. There's no way out. Wait, I've got an idea. Hold Chucky's hands. Watch this.
Come on, Tommy, you're too heavy. It's not a moose, Tommy. It's just a bug.
No, not that. That.
Come on, Chucky. We're gonna find us some moose.
I don't know, Tommy. I don't think this is such a good idea.
What is it? useless here. Who goes in first?
Not me.
I hope it's not a footprint.
Looks like chocolate spaghetti, only it's dancing.
Let me see.
What's it like?
It doesn't taste too much like chocolate spaghetti, but it dances all the way down.
Me next!
Chocolate spaghetti's okay, but we're looking for a moose, remember? Maybe if we're real quiet, we can sneak up on one.
Dig a big hole.
No, use a net.
Hole.
Net.
A hole. Net. Hole.
Run away!
Help! Help!
Chucky?
Get me out of here, Tommy!
We gotta hurry, Chucky!
Tommy, there is no moose in your backyard. Now will you please get me out of here?
Grandpa!
You okay, Chucky?
Am I okay?
First you talk me to breaking out of the playpen, then you leave me to home, then you get me all wet and for what? Huh? A moose? I don't see any moose. Where's the moose, Tommy? There!
Wow. Spike? Sup, Moose?
Open the door, Dee Dee. This fish fertilizer weighs a ton.
Everything under control, Pop?
All quiet on the Western Front.
Say, it didn't rain or anything while you were out here, did it?
Not today, no.
Well, I guess I'll take a nap.
Say, Dee Dee, did I ever tell you about the time me and my pappy bagged a great northern bull moose? How big was he, you say? Well, I just happen to have a picture of him right here.
Let me see that. This is an insurance calendar, Pop.
Well, maybe it isn't his actual photo, but he was just as big.
Sure, Pop.
Bigger, in fact.
Sure, Pop. Bigger.
I told you there was no moose out there, Tubby. I wonder why Spike dressed up like one.
Yeah,
maybe he was trying to tell us something.
Like what?
Yeah, like what? Maybe that we only have to go a little bit further to get to Moose Country.
Yeah! Oh, no!
Thank you.